Hello, hello. This is Susu Kennedy. Welcome to Motivation for Life. We are beginning today to talk about how to elevate your self-consciousness and how to become a more loving person. And I'm talking about love spiritually. So please do whatever you need to do to get ready to listen to my podcast by Susu Kennedy, Motivation for Life. I'm going to be talking about spirituality, your energy levels, your loving. Everything has to do with love. Okay, are you ready? Well, meanwhile, I'm just going to share with everybody. The beaches are open right now and everybody's at the beach. So if you have a beach near you, I would highly suggest go to the beach, reach out to your friends, start making phone calls to your friends, go visit your friends, see how they're doing. Let's help each other with whatever others need. So I'm going to take you about how to reach your highest elevated conscience level. So in order to liberate from slavery, and I'm talking about mental slavery, we need to increase our awareness, your physical awareness. So our five senses are just an illusion, are just a perception of reality. What we see, it's just in a broadband of what we, there's more things that we cannot see. What we hear, there's more things. Actually, hearing reaches higher than what we see. Also, we have other senses, okay? We have the gut feeling, that's another sense, that's the emotional sense, and our emotions are expanded through our electromagnetic waves, what we call the vibration, what we call energy, because yes, human beings, we vibrate at a certain energy, just like the earth vibrates. So I'm going to recommend you on how to reach an elevated self-aware consciousness in order to love others, right? Remember, fear is the opposite of love. And also, evil is the opposite of love, okay? So if there is no fear, you can love others. So we are going to try to get close to each other physically. Let's go ahead and hold hands of our family. Let's go ahead and reach out to each other, help each other with whatever. Right now in our world, there's happening an awakening, and a spiritual awakening. And I remember since the 1990s, everybody was talking about an awakening. From the 1970s, with the hippie movement, we all realized that we are all connected. And we all share the same loving consciousness. So the more you interact with other humans, that's how you're going to develop your consciousness. Helping each other is the best. Reaching a helping hand with the best. Getting together, sharing the meals together. And if you find someone who is alone, invite that person to be part of your group. Making groups is so important. So in order to elevate your consciousness, to expand your consciousness higher, more than the five senses, okay, is stay away from electronics for like a long time. I would say do not trust television or internet to get your information. They are not giving truthful information because they are owned by corporations who their only interest is control of the human race. So for now, I would say do not listen or do not look at those channels of programming. There is something that is called neuro-linguistics programming, and that's making people obey to certain way of living. The certain way of living, it needs to have loving and freedom. If it doesn't have love and freedom, then it's a trap. You want to be really independent, but you really want to not have any love or any be sensitive to others. There's a lot of people that they give money to foundations, but just giving money to foundations to help people, you really don't know where the money is going. It's better to reach out and directly. If you're going to give money to someone, give it to someone directly, or just give it directly. Help people who are around you. And also remember, your identity, it's not who you are, okay? Repeat this in your mind. I am living an experience here in this body, and my experience, it's a brief existence in this body. And remember also something that our Lord Jesus Christ told us. We are not mortals. Okay, we are not just immortal livings here. No, we are eternal and we are spiritual, and we all have the power to connect to each other in a human way. Being human means being spiritual, okay? Being humans. Did you know that we have 7 chakras? And the chakra of love and communication is very important. Also, Jesus Christ, he was a lion that he came to our planet Earth to bring us a message of unconditional love. And there's other men, for example, this man, David Icke, he had an interview with the LondonReel.tv where he talked for about 30 minutes to more than 1 million people on his message of expanded love and awareness and consciousness. He says loving others is the power that we have. That's why they want us to stay separate. They want us to get used to social distancing, but we're not going to do that. We are going to continue being together, continue communicating, continue being, we're not going to be scared for something that doesn't exist. We are going to be prepared, and we are going to maximize our spiritual awareness in this world with the message that this angel came to tell us. To me, the messenger is an angel, but he is a good angel. And he says, look up to the sky because we are going to rise with the Lord. Don't look down, look up to the sky. And when we look up to the sky, he's in the cell phone. We are going to realize, we are going to put our hands up, and we are going to interact human to human, okay? If you, people who live alone, they lose sensitivity. And when you stay living in groups and living with family members, you stay tuned to our living. Another way that you can expand your consciousness is by eating plants, okay, and be spiritual. Just eat plants, don't eat animals. By eating plants, just being a plant-based person. Also, stop any chemicals and any toxicity in your body. The more you eliminate the toxicity in your body, start drinking green juices. Just make a farm in your backyard. You can do your own harvest. There's so many YouTube videos about how to make your own farm in your house, how to harvest vegetables. And when you harvest vegetables, you can grow your own organic food, and then you don't get poisoned. 95%, I can tell you, 95% of the industrial food in the stores is polluted, and it's dirty, and it's not good for you. That food makes you old and makes you... So now, did you know also that... Changing topic, but did you know that Bill Gates owns the rights to all the industrial medicine in the whole world? Yeah, that's how powerful he has got. And I honestly, I'm not against capitalism. Honestly, I am pro business, and I think having your own business and people being successful is awesome. But let's not lose. I mean, one thing is being successful, having your own business, or even owning a corporation or belonging to funds. It's great also when you become a non-governmental, like non-profit organization. That's also great. However, when there is a man that who he's being called a technocrat. Technocrat means he has a power by technology, but has not been given the trust, and he has not been elected by people. So in this case, when you have someone like that, you realize that somehow, why is he being interviewed and put on the media? Because first of all, there's this network of people that want to treat humans like cattle. And there's this group of people who want to make everyone believe that they should just obey to technology. Technology, it's not the solution for everybody. I know we all feel very cool that, oh yeah, we own a computer. Oh yeah, we're doing our Zoom meetings, feeling all. So, I got my latest Apple cell phone. Oh yeah, computers, technology, it's so cool. Yeah, of course, but make sure you don't get distance. Because I made another podcast when I was talking about, let your kids have cell phones, let your kids learn technology because that's the new language of the world. Fine, yeah, but you know what? We should not be disconnected from each other. You should not get used to a relationship, an interrelationship, human-machine, machine-human. We should still be connected, human to human, okay? And the interaction in your everyday life should be human to human. That's why kids should go to school to have a human to human interaction. Working teams. Now, United States was a world leader on teamwork. And now we can see that that is not going to happen. They don't want teamwork. They don't want groups. They don't want people grouping leaders. They want everybody to stay in their homes. And they just want people to not care for each other. They want to create conflict, fear. And we all know that our immune system gets really strong when you feel loved. When our body has sensors and you can sense that you are loved when others touch you, when you hold hands, when you give hugs, and it's not just being in front of a screen TV that tells you, no, it is not the same. We know a photograph is not the real thing, and we know we're not gonna get, that's why pornography is funded, and that's why all these campaigns of people to avoid population. So they want to get us hooked up. Who are they? The system, the technocrats, the globalists. They want us, they want humans to be connected to the cloud. And then David Icke said that artificial intelligence, as in robotics, is coming down in the next 10 years. These following years are going to be full of artificial intelligence machines, drones, robots, and then we people are going to have to continue working for them and following the system. I say that having expanded our our senses, having expanded our, David Icke said that when you realize you are a spiritual being with an expanded consciousness, you have infinite intelligence from the stars, from the cosmos. You have infinite intelligence rather than artificial intelligence, okay? Human intelligence can be, and I can tell you this because I've had so many experiences. I've had dreams, and in my dreams, usually I see things that are going on. I can see things that are going on and that nobody knows how I could see them, but I saw them. And I can tell you that I do feel that I have an expanded conscience, and this is why I'm making this podcast. And please share my podcast with everybody, because we all have this capacity. We are all born. We all know how to take care of our body. We all know what our body needs to eat. That's why children and babies, that's why they don't want to eat meat. They don't want to. That's why your child is not going to get a chicken and kill it and eat it. We don't do that, but it's very likely that your kid will put his hands in the dirt and eat dirt, like all babies have eaten dirt. And even babies, they eat plants. They like to go eat berries and different things. And also, we need to, once we raise up our level of consciousness, we are going to be able to identify and to reject things that come from the devil, okay? There is this cosmic race of Luciferians that are all over the world. They're putting satellites. They're going to be watching us, and they want us to just be robotized, because they're going to want to put the vaccination and chipped, to put a chip in our body, so that you can accept that they're doing you a favor, right? Because you're being saved. So that's totally a lie. That's totally false and fake. Nobody can save you. We save ourselves with our divinity, with our, thanks to Jesus Christ. Yes, he came and showed us the way, and he told us, I am the way, I am the path, and I am the life. Okay, the only water of life is Jesus Christ, is the way he lived. And we know that his teachings are a message of unconditional love to others. Jesus is the first example that being connected with others, it's very important. He was walking everywhere, and he was visiting homes, and he was walking from village to village, from town to town. And he did express anger when he was at the temple. And Jesus also defeated Lucifer, and he was not tempted. So we need to be like Jesus, like be strong and not be tempted, okay? So we have to reach this Christic spiritual, this Christicism spiritual energy, and we have to share with our loved ones and with everybody, because we all humans are just wearing a costume in this human body that we are living. But when we go, you're going to leave this identity. So you don't need to be identified again. You don't need to be labeled. You don't need to be tagged. We are all brothers and sisters, and we all should make sure that your neighbor has something to eat. Make sure that the people near you are in good conditions, that they are, why we don't care. I mean, it's okay to respect others, but depending on where you, even among the poor, people help each other. There's this system that they want to keep people poor, to make them dependent, and make them dependent on the system. So I want to encourage everybody to go back to your church, call your church leader and tell them you want to congregate. Call your friends, make parties. You can make a party in your house. Share the food. Okay, go visit people that you know they are alone, and try to make this world, let's try to get organized in communities, okay? In communities, we don't have to be official. You don't have to register a group. We should just congregate and be together as humans. Invite more people over to your house. You can have a business in your house too. You can grow your own food, and I'm not gonna encourage you to do meditation. Prayers, yes. We do have need some prayers, but we need to pray together, holding hands together. We can congregate to pray and hold hands together. So I encourage you that we also, something else we need to do is go back to graphic print. And I mean, there's plenty of paper everywhere, so it's not difficult for anybody just to buy a block of copy paper and print your own Press for Truth. Print the truth, that is, print messages about love. Television is not informing us. Internet is not informing us. And let's communicate through other ways. And the best type of communication is the mouth-to-mouth communication. Let's keep in contact with people. Let's try to talk more with people. Let's share ideas. Let's create organizations together and go help the most people we can. Going plant-based is a very good way to awaken your senses and to be more spiritual. Also, sunlight. But I think the main thing to make us connected to each other is the grouping, the getting together with people, talking to people. Of course, if someone is talking and is not being respectful, and someone is not talking about things of God, and then if someone is talking about killing and sexual things and explicit things and evil things, of course, stay away from that person, because you know, we all humans here on earth, we are hybrids. So sometimes we can have in our own genetic information, we can have still some information from some other beings that have interfered in the human evolution. Okay, so you can learn more about this with visiting the page of davidicke.com. Visit the London Reel with Brian Rose, londonreel.tv with Brian Rose. And just go and research. Also, I recommend you to listen to Dr. Kaufman, and he tells all the truth about microbiology. And you can reach me also at my website that is called the Lioness Path, no, Lioness Paw, and Human Science Online, humanscience.online. You can also email me at kennedysusu@gmail.com, and please share and tell me your comments. Thank you.